Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we are in Garabandal, Spain. We are visiting a Marian apparition site from the early 1960s. It's in the mountains of Spain. A little chilly this morning, but an awesome opportunity to visit where our Lord and Savior's mother came and spoke to the world. Today I will describe those two messages, but I will also describe the final two messages tomorrow before we leave Garabandal. So today our practice begins in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13 with verses 34 and 35. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. As mentioned, today we are in Garabandal, Spain, visiting the site of an apparition of Our Lady of Carmel, who appeared to four girls in Garabandal, Spain from 1961 to 1965. Their first names are Loli, Conchita, Jacinta, and Mari Cruz. I will now describe the first two messages from Our Lady, and on Friday, I will discuss the final two messages from her visit. The first message she gave to the world through the girls was on October 18, 1961. According to Jacinta, Conchita, Loli, and Mari Cruz, the Virgin Mary gave the following message when she said the following: many sacrifices must be made, much penance must be done. We must pay many visits to the Blessed Sacrament, but first of all, we must be very good. Already the cup is filling, and if we do not change, we shall be punished. I think she means the world, that when she says we as the world, amen. The girls then received the second message on Tuesday, June 19, 1962, as described by Conchita. Loli and I were in Calia, placed near the first apparition, and she, the Virgin, told us a message for the whole world, and it is this. The Virgin has said to us that we are not awaiting the chastisement because we are disregarding her first message by the way we live. But without awaiting it, it will come because the world has not changed. And now, with this, the message. She has said it twice, and we do not heed her, because the world is worse and must change much, but has not changed at all. Prepare yourselves, confess, for the chastisement will come soon. Prepare yourselves, confess, and for the chastisement will come soon. The world continues the same, and I think that the world has not changed at all. What a pity that it does not change. Soon the great chastisement will come, if the world does not change. This message was given to Loli and Jacinta. I will describe the final two messages tomorrow. Please pray for our safe travels through Spain and back to Portugal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for the Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 today with verses 34 and 35. One stanza poem. It's titled Parable Speaking Jesus to Crowds Only. Parable Speaking Jesus to Crowds Only. prophet fulfillment he would abide. Parable mouth mine very lonely, world's foundation hidden as to hide. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is March 9th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 10:28 a.m. Portugal time. I should say Spain time. That's correct. We are in northern Spain today as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, we love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated. It's a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us as we continue to lift up the Word of God and visit those areas of the world that share what God's truth really means. It means forgiveness. It means doing what's right and ridding evil throughout the world. And so we close today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven in Universal Utterings. We say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie as we close in the name of Jesus, thinking about some of the people that we are experiencing in today's world, some of the beauty and some of the ugliness. We pray for those who are ugly, and we pray for those just as much who are beauty. Amen. We close in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you. Trust the name of Jesus. Amen.